With sports, I'm Phil Nee. The area boys basketball schedule for tonight features Weston in action at home against Lafarge, Riverdale at Cuba City, the Fenimore boys at Darlington, Mineral Point at Boscobel, Wazika Steuben at Cassville, Reedsburg at La Crosse, Logan. West Salem visits Viroqua, and Luther is home against Westby. Wunniwak Center at Nisida, Hillsborough at Royal, it's Bangor at Cashton, and New Lisbon is visiting Brookwood. Girls basketball tonight, Highland at Benton, DeSoto at Lansing Key, Iowa, Wisconsin Heights at New Glarus, Platteville travels to Lancaster, and Dodgeville at River Valley. Also in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference, Prairie du Chien at Richland Center. That game gets underway tonight at 6:30. There's no JV game at Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. We'll be on hand at River Valley in a conference matchup for the Blackhawks doing battle against visiting Dodgers. Here's River Valley girls coach Joe Woodhouse.
Work on building our expectations within our program and stuff like that and where we want to be and starting to work to compete with the top half of the conference is kind of the new expectation that we're trying to instill with the girls.
How has your JV team done this year?
Yeah, they've done pretty well. We have really good numbers and stuff like that, so not too worried about the record with them and stuff like that. It's really start to develop them as basketball players and stuff like that so they get better. So in the next year or two, they can all contribute at the varsity level.
River Valley coach Joe Woodhouse, his team hosting Dodgeville tonight in area girls basketball. It's a busy end to the week in high school sports with some boy-girl doubleheaders coming up tomorrow night. Ithaca taking on Seneca at home, among them in the Ridge and Valley Conference. Merchants Bowling League action last night. Premier Co-op had a 29-14, AutoZone a 27-67, and Gurner Farms a 27-62. High game honors Gurner Farms 1,009, Walsh's Ace Hardware 1,001, AutoZone 996. Individual top series, Greg Shep a 697, Nick Hodge a 678, Dan Schweinefuss a 655. Top game, Nick Hodge with a 279. Greg Shep had a 263. Dan Schweinefuss a 252 in the Merchants Bowling League. From this week's Phoenix Center Scratch Bowling League, Travis Bushley had the top series Tuesday night with a 782, 134 over average. Jeff Seckman had a 781, 139 over average. Jordan Slaney with a 171 over average and a 723. Elijah Cannon with a 654. Top game, Jeff Seckman a 279, Kevin Genthy a 278, Jordan Slaney and Travis Bushley with 266s, and Elijah Cannon with a 257 in Phoenix Center Scratch Bowling League action. Church League softball resumes next week with the regular matchups for January 27th and 28th on the schedule. This week's postponed matches will be made up February 10th and 11th. For information, visit the Church League website at rcchurchleague.com. The winter storm that dumped 10 to 12 inches of snow on New Orleans has forced the postponement of the Bucks game on Wednesday night. The weather could have had an even greater impact moving forward. Milwaukee has to move home now to take on their opponent, the Miami Heat, and it appears the Heat will be able to make it to Milwaukee for the game tonight. Though Jimmy Butler will not be there. He has been suspended by the Heat for the second time in 3 weeks, this time for 2 games. The team says it suspended Butler for what it described as a continued pattern of disregard of team rules and conduct detrimental to the team. It came after Butler missed the Heat's flight to Miami on Wednesday. Butler was earlier suspended for 7 games for conduct detrimental to the team. He has told the Heat in recent weeks that he wants a trade. The new suspension adds to the possibility Butler has played his last game for Miami. Games that were played yesterday and last night in the NBA, Phoenix 108, Brooklyn 84, Detroit 114, Atlanta 104, Minnesota over Dallas 115-114, Memphis 132, Charlotte 120, Houston 109, Cleveland 108, Oklahoma City over Utah 123-114. Sacramento beat Golden State 123-117, and Boston a winner in overtime over the LA Clippers 117-113. In the NHL, New Jersey 5-1 over Boston, Columbus 5, Toronto 1, Winnipeg 1 in overtime over Colorado 3-2, Los Angeles 2, and Florida 1. Pro Football Focus lists Packers rookie offensive lineman Jordan Morgan among the young NFL players who could break out next season. A shoulder injury wiped out his rookie year after he appeared in 6 of 17 games. He was Green Bay's first-round pick in the 24 NFL draft. Morgan is currently recovering from the mid-season surgery performed last fall. Speaking of football, football news today, the Jets and Aaron Glenn have agreed to terms on making the Lions defensive coordinator their head coach. Glenn oversaw the Lions defense the past 4 years and beat out 15 other candidates for the job as the Jets went through an extensive search and they ended up choosing one of their former players. Glenn was a first-round pick in 1994 who was mentored by Bill Parcells. Four Brewer prospects in the minor leagues are rated among the top 100 this season. Baseball America released its list this week. The four are all in the top 50, starting with teenage shortstop Jesus Mayday, who is at number 17. Also, catcher Jefferson Quiro is rated 43rd. Hard-throwing pitcher Jacob Masurowski is 44th. And shortstop Cooper Pratt rates at number 50. In state basketball last night, Indianapolis over Green Bay, 86-77. Milwaukee beat Wright State, 95-79. The Marquette women were winners against Providence, 67-54. And in state, Whitewater over Platteville, 74-68. La Crosse, 77. River Falls, 56. Eau Claire, 81. Stout, 53. Oshkosh, 60. And Stevens Point, 43. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Neath.